This is Good Clean Talks.
All right, welcome to Good Clean Talks. I'm Dolan. This is Jayosh over here.
Hi.
A podcast virgin. So, I've known Jayosh for couple of years now, long time, but I've only chilled with him like a handful of times. I've been trying to get you out here on the podcast for, God, almost since we started. I feel like
I've been nagging you about it
for a while.
Yeah. I haven't even really been dodging it. I've been like, honest to God, I'm trying to come out there, and then like Steven Tyler comes riding down on an asteroid. I've got to save the planet.
Oh my God. Sounds like an exciting life. I'm over here like, well, let's see, it's a Friday night. I could be out doing shit, or I'm going to sit in my backyard with a microphone in front of my face.
Probably a little less dangerous that way.
Hey, it's night's still young. Shit, it's only 10 o'clock.
There is time for adventure.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Not exactly sure that adventure is for me right now. I feel like the still guy on the roller coaster, the one that's just kind of like...
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to put that across over the microphone, the look that I just had. It was one of very ambiguous apathy.
It's funny, I've been that still guy on the roller coaster, but it took me riding that roller coaster 3 times. I was tripping balls, by the way. Like the first
funny thing, Busch Gardens. You ever been the guy that didn't pay attention to the keep your head erect sign?
So no, like, I've never been there.
No, I went there. I did not pay attention.
What happened?
They take the picture and my hair. I mean, my neck is way like this. My hair is in the wind. My hat's behind me, and I managed to grab it.
Oh shit!
That's the picture that they had.
Oh, yeah.
Me was in mid obtaining whiplash and
goddamn, they don't have like a neck support thing
behind
the sign, you, like
that's
a headboard?
What the sign is for.
It says bullshit.
Hey, very clearly keep your head erect, and you know
that's dangerous.
There I was without a girlfriend. I didn't know what they meant. I thought those rules didn't apply to me.
Oh man, yeah, I rode Mount Everest at Disney 3 times in a row, tripping on acid. The first time, like, I was judging everything that I saw. Like, fuck Disney, Mickey Mouse is Satan, this place is fucking terrible, this shit's all plastic. Fuck! You know, the second ride, I'm like, I've already judged, like, everything that I saw, so I'm, like, judging the things that I didn't catch the first time around. But then I realized, like, after the ride, that I had a better time, the less judgment that I had. So the third time, I'm like, alright, I'm just gonna sit here completely silent.
Totally gonna accept all of this.
Yeah, exactly. And then that was like, I sat there and I didn't even like put my hands in the air or anything, just kind of like folded in front of me, like
become one with the corporate giant,
completely relaxed. Exactly what I did, and I completely loved it. It was the best roller coaster experience I'd ever had. It was cool. At the top of the ride, right before the drop, the only thing that I did was I shouted "Boggle" at the top of my lungs.
Did Mickey ever call you back?
Mickey would call me every time I didn't show up for like 5 years.
Oh yeah,
bastard.
Oh, that's right. You did the balloon thing, right?
Yeah, I sold balloons at Disney for a long time. Let me tell you, the mouse is Satan.
I own your soul. You work for me now.
Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it, like the devil is going to be there from a young age, condition you to society, have like a happy, smiling voice, and lure you along into his agenda.
Man, we got left field here real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's where it usually goes with me. I mean, I think about things. So they rattle around in my head until I spit them out.
We're going to get like the, almost like fear propaganda guy? You know what I'm talking about. Truthbot? No. It's on the tip of my tongue. Always
Truth?
Is it Truth Watch? No, is it... What is it?
What does he do? Like, explain more what he does.
Fear-mongers the shit out of everything, like government conspiracies and...
Oh,
and,
man, I can't stand that.
Yeah, I know.
I can't stand
it's
that shit.
A little overboard.
Like,
I mean, they touch on some relevant things, but, like, okay, most of what you're doing, it's, like, conjecture and, like,
yeah.
Really reading way too much into certain things. But he's really, really emphatic about it, like, very... You need to be scared about these things that you didn't
Dude,
know about until you watched this show.
The one thing that I, like, I hate more than... like actual people pulling strings and manipulating and actually being deceitful is the fear of that. I hate that more than anything, because the number one way to control somebody is make them fucking afraid. So why be afraid? Because you're only giving in and giving them exactly what they want from you.
Well, and you're promoting that fear in a sense you're trying to warn of these things, but you're promoting the fear of things that might not even be things.
Right, so you're just speculating
more. Yeah. Generating more confusion and hysteria.
I mean, have you seen the evidence for this shit? There was some, like, 9/11 was a hoax, and, like, their evidence is, like...
Yeah, why don't
you
go and slide those grainy Photoshop papers across
and it's like, here, I mean. A picture of the devil, like, formed in the smoke from the tower. It's like, that's your fucking evidence? Jesus Christ, come on.
All right, Westboro, like, calm it down.
Yeah, people are ridiculous sometimes, but sometimes there's some truth to it, but no sense dwelling on it. I mean, you can affect change. But that's a whole other thing. You gotta have, like, solid evidence and be able to... I feel like you affect more change with your willpower than you do with, like, being afraid and, you know, running or resisting or whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, just go in with anything, not just, you know, politics or current events. I mean, you don't want to just have your days consist of reactions to fear and reactions to...
No, because you give them power. Look at the fact that Donald Trump is leading right now in the polls.
Do I have to?
Well, no. I mean, well, it proves a point, because everybody was fucking afraid of Trump, you know, making it. Everybody's like, no, Trump's not going to... When you look back and realize, like, yeah, he's a jackass, but he's the most talked about candidate. So, of course, he's going to be fucking leading, you know? Anybody with that many haters is going to gain some followers, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, I mean, the whole thing to me is just such a puppet show. Like, it's just, all right, kids, gather around. Which one's your favorite?
Like, choose the lesser of the doubles. Yeah.
I can never understand or commit to, like, oh, well, I'm going to be this political party or this, you know, Democrat, Republican, like, all that. It's like, okay, you're limiting yourself and pigeonholing yourself into, like...
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Because, I mean, see, the fucked up thing about that is, though, you gotta sign on to one party or the other, because I was technically, I had no party affiliation, and I went to vote, right, and I looked up my information before I went to vote, and it says that I didn't have party affiliation. I'm like, well, fuck, I signed up for a party, like, you know, last year, but I guess it wasn't processed in time, or whatever, right. So I couldn't vote in the primaries. I was, like, really pissed off. Because, like, if you're independent, then you can't choose who you want to be in the primaries to vote for later. You gotta rely on people that signed up for that party affiliation, and... It sucks, because, like, Sanders, for instance, he said that he only signed on with the Democrats for the publicity. He's not even a Democrat. He's just running with them. Just like Trump said, like, he didn't know which party he was going to go for.
I mean, they're all shaking hands behind closed doors anyway. I mean, you know, all this bipartisan stuff.
Could you imagine, like, how these candidates, like, actually treat each other behind closed doors? Like, do you think that they go to sit down in, like, a fucking makeup room or some shit, and they're like, hey, man, fuck you, I'm going to do better in this goddamn debate? Or they're like, hey, good luck to you, bro, I'm gonna throw some curveballs at you.
See you at church on Sunday.
Be ready for this. Actually, here, let's go over this script one more time. This is my line here. And then what are you gonna say?
What kind of face you gonna make?
I bet if we awkwardly shake hands, we'll get some pictures taken of
us. Stiff army, bro.
And who fucking knows? They're all gonna be working with each other afterwards anyway. And they're gonna go back to being senators and shit. Yeah. So it's not even.
Well, we're all still here. Congratulations, us. Go team.
Yeah. I don't know where this country's headed. People have been saying that literally since this country was formed, so I don't really care.
As far as where it's headed, that's anybody's guess. It's obviously, I mean, there's areas where it's getting better, there's areas that are going down the shitter, and I mean, it's really all a matter of perspective and overall end result, is what I think. I mean, there's no real telling where anything is going as far as, like, an entire nation is concerned, unless, you know, I mean, you never know what kind of a cataclysmic turning point there could be where some unforeseen thing happens that causes a complete paradigm shift in, like the way of thinking.
Like what 9/11 did. 9/11 changed the way politics in this country runs. I mean, go to an airport now versus how it was in the 90s. It's not the same.
I don't want
to. Oh, I had to fly out to Massachusetts a couple weeks ago.
Did they touch you inappropriately?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got flagged. not once, but twice, within the same search. I got searched twice, because they searched me, and then one of my bags flagged, one of my bags flagged first of all, so they had to search me, and they searched my bag. And then, as they were searching my other bag, I don't even know how my other bag flagged. It wasn't even going through any type of processing, it wasn't going through the terminal or anything, it was just sitting next to the other one. They're like, oh no, your other bag flagged now, so we have to search you again.
We're just gonna have to go ahead and take a look at that there again.
And I'm like, what the fuck, why? Like, you already searched me once, and my bag flagged, so you're gonna have to search me again. Turns out it's because, like, I take a lot of supplements. I had, like, fucking weird powders and shit. So they were like,
that's all gonna be meth.
Any protein mix or something? I'm like, I mean, there's a lot of supplements. I have a lot of supplements. Like, I take fucking handfuls of pills a day. But, you know, come to think of it, I probably shouldn't have brought that with me. But I brought them all, like, in the jars. All
right.
Labeled and everything. I wasn't about to take, like, my 3-day supply in a plastic baggie, because that's gonna be even more conspicuous.
These are my Flintstones vitamins. Yeah. What do you want?
Oh, man. After, like, the second time they searched me, I'm just like, all right, I'm getting, like, fed up here. But do you get upset? Do you get pissed off? Do you start, like, yelling at the person that's trying to touch you? Because then you're just going to end up in some fucking room with some asshole smoking a cigar questioning you, like, we're going to have to open your anal cavity and examine what's in there and shit. Like, man.
Buy me a drink and we'll talk.
Goddamn terrorists fuck shit up for everybody.
That's why you gotta be prepared for the terries.
You know, they call them terrorists because supposedly they incite fear and terror. But what if you don't give them that? You know, everybody's like, oh, be afraid of the terrorists. Let's use the fear to control the masses. But, like, I'm over here like, dude, I'm not afraid. I'm just pissed off when I have to fly somewhere.
Now I gotta get a finger in the tuchus.
Oh, God.
This is not pleasant.
No. No, it's like, you know how when you go and get a massage, you can request, like, if it's the male or the female that gives you a massage?
I
got back issues.
I
get massages a lot, but it's like, I wonder if when you're getting, like, a cavity search, you can request, like, can it be a female?
Like, the gentle touch? Yeah. Like, invigorating,
Can, like, Bubba not touch me there? can I have Susan touch me there? That might be a little bit, less miserable.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of unwanted touching in any real area of my body.
I don't think anybody is, really.
Especially anywhere where they've got to go looking for stuff. It's like, okay, look, if I can jiggle around and it didn't fall out, you need to just let that be good enough for you.
I mean, some airports have a full body scanner.
Like some Total Recall shit.
You stand in it and it just like circles around you and they just see everything. Orlando doesn't have that.
No.
Orlando is so far behind. And when I flew out of, it wasn't Massachusetts, it was the state right below it. I forgot.
Connecticut. Running a magnet over you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, pretty much. It's just like a full, like, stand-up, full-body MRI type thing, quick one scan, you're done. It's going to pick up if you have, like, a gun tucked in your anus.
They can make it to, like, if it was, like, there was, like, a water slide, and that's where they do the x-ray at the same time.
So, like you have some fun, and it's, like, yeah, a little enjoyable.
You know, it's like getting a lollipop when you're a kid at the doctor's office. It's,
sorry we stuck you with this needle, but here's something sweet, so, yeah. Shit. I wish. I don't really fly as much as it is, so I don't really care all that much. I like to drive everywhere.
I don't mind flying. I don't like flying in the little private jets. That is not...
Like a super small?
Right, like the little 6-8-person ones. I mean, that is much...
You've done that?
Yes, much turbulence.
Really?
The turbulence is real.
Shit.
The turbulence is very real. And you literally feel like you're, like, on a Winnebago in the sky. Like,
it's, oh, my God.
Or, like, this thing's coming apart at any minute, dude. If we hit a pelican, this thing is going to shred just debris and body parts raining down on the... Man, it got dark there for a second. I don't know where...
Yeah. Shit happens.
Yeah.
We're humans. We all think dark thoughts.
I rode on one of those when I was a kid as a... I had to go down to Miami for some surgery. So we went middle of the night, got on one of the little private jets. Not a fun flight. Everything rattles.
I couldn't imagine that, especially like on a super long flight, a couple hours. I wonder if like you hit a certain altitude and it doesn't really do that anymore, or if like it's just straight up, even up above the clouds and shit, it's still like that.
I just know that it's feeling turbulence in a big plane, definitely preferable to feeling it in one of those little planes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my firm standpoint on the subject.
I've never been in like a jumbo jet. I'm sure that's a smooth ride. I've been on like the when I went to Massachusetts, the plane was like, you know, it was, you know, three rows by a window and then three rows on the other side by a window and just the middle aisle. But like those jumbo jets that have like the middle aisle and shit, like six seats in the middle and the bitch is like wide as fuck. It's got like the first class and coach like separate completely.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on a jumbo jet, but I know I've been on a big plane. I don't know what the number model or whatever it was. I just know it was big, but not one of the huge ones.
Shit was fun though. Like I'd never flown before, and like taking off, I was like, shit, looking out the window like at night, and like just like the city grid, seeing all the lights and stuff. It's like probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Also, kind of strange. Like the first time I ever seen like snow, it was out of the window of an airplane.
Huh.
You know, looking down, like it's just white everywhere. I'm looking at the hills, like holy shit, everything is white. What the fuck?
So I miss about living in North Carolina is the actual like season change, as opposed to just okay, well it's hot, or okay now it's not quite as hot.
Yeah, here it's like either there's mosquitoes and it's raining, or it's not.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about all we get. No.
I'm fine without there being mosquitoes, though. That's fine by me. Shit. It's cool, like, actually, like, go hiking and shit without being miserable.
And mosquitoes, they don't really bother me. They don't really bite me. They don't really get, you know, only way I know there's mosquitoes usually is I hear everybody else bitching about it.
I'm the same way. Like, my friends will be, like, smacking their leg and shit, like, oh my, these fucking mosquitoes. And I have this interesting theory. I shared this on the last podcast, but this theory was, it was by a channel, like an alien channeling through a person talking about this and that, and, like, meaning of life and stuff.
Huh.
And they're talking about one of the many, many things they're talking about is like mosquitoes is they're an incredibly telepathic creature. So they read your energy in a way. So when you start swatting at them and getting annoyed at them and like they think that you're playing with them. So they keep buzzing around you because they think it's fun, because they think that you're having fun and that you're playing as creatures. But if you like think to yourself like, all right, mosquito, I'm gonna play with you for like a minute, but after that you gotta go. Like they'll leave you alone.
They'll just leave you alone.
Yeah, or if you just don't think about it at all and ignore them, they leave you alone and go away.
I know that not breathing an awful lot will help kind of cut down, just because that's you know, when you take that breath out, that's how they find you.
I feel like they smell your breath and not like just the shit radiating from the your carbon, skin, like the sweat and stuff. Okay,
that's what they see that. You know what I mean? They kind of they're not see it, but they know that. Okay, there's something breathing and living there that probably bleeds.
Oh, that makes sense. So I'm sure like your diet and shit would also
right,
affect like that. Because some people have breath that's worse than others.
Do they?
Yeah. Like
yeah, they do. Holy crap. I mean, let's talk about that for a second. How do people not know? It's like you're closer to it than I am. What's your problem?
They don't want to know. They don't want to think. Because to accept that is to accept that people realize there's something wrong with them. Yeah, there's something going on. So they block it out of their mind.
Well, and like, then they got to think about the decisions that led up to their mouth smelling that way.
Yeah.
Then you get into like regret and things like that.
Maybe I should change my diet. But I'm so comfortable when I eat all this garlic.
I'm so settled into my life choices and life direction that I just don't want to do anything to deviate from that and cause my breath to smell better.
So they go and eat another fucking, like, whatever the hell it is that they're eating and they don't, I don't know.
A lot of times I think it's just poor dental care. Mm-hmm. That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah. I started brushing my teeth with soap. Just straight
soap.
Like Castile soap, yeah.
Yeah?
Like natural soap. It's got like a pepsin.
Mighty nice.
Slightly of soap, but I literally brush my teeth with the same stuff I wash my body with.
Right.
And it really, like the first time that I really coated the toothbrush with soap and washed my mouth out with soap, it was so clean. I mean, I was bleeding and shit.
Yeah?
Because I was like vigorously like brushing it, but my teeth had never felt so clean before. Toothpaste is designed to have like fucking weird sugary flavor fucking bullshit, not to mention the chemicals that they put in it.
Fluoride.
It's like, yeah, and you're brushing your teeth with that, and that's something created by man. Like, what did they use before that? Toothpastes have been around for, what, like, 100 years? Come on. That's soap has been around a hell of a lot longer. I trust that a little bit more.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I kind of follow your logic on this. At first, it sounded a little peculiar, but now that you've walked me through the process, I think that
it's called Dr. Bronner's Castile soap. I mean, I make soap, but I stopped using my own soap just because if you use like the same soap on your body continuously, your body starts to like reject it after a minute.
Right.
I like this soap because I mean, eventually my body will start to reject it, but. It's liquid soap, so I could just put it on a rag and it's easier to wash right. with, but
the
it's
floofy.
It's like some 30-something in one soap. It's just plain Castile soap. It's not super fatted that much, which means there's not a lot of extra oils in it. It's just right. straight, the chemical makeup is pretty much just soap.
Soap. Yeah.
No, nothing extra for your body or anything, and they add essential oils to it for scent and for flavor.
Right.
And when I say it's like 36 in one, you can do your laundry with it. You can wash your dishes with it. You can mop your fucking floors with it. You mix it with water and shit.
So it's almost like an all-purpose cleaner for your body as well.
Yes. Yeah. It's some good shit. I want to start. I have all the supplies to make liquid soap, but I don't have a lab right now. Right. I had one, but I moved and shit, so I can't. This kitchen's too small to do anything here. So when I buy this trailer, hopefully coming up here soon, I'll get it set up and like just start cooking a bunch of like, soap and shit. Because if I can make this stuff, like fuck, man, I could sell this. I could literally take the same thing and package it like laundry detergent, toothpaste,
all right.
body soap, face wash. Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Oh boy, maybe put like a little different mix of aroma or something in there.
Yeah, just slightly different.
Throw it off.
I'd probably add a little bit of extra oil to the body soap and like. keep it completely pure, just soap for like floor cleaner or whatever, or maybe add some pneumonia. I don't really know. I haven't done too much research on the chemical makeup of different multi-purpose cleaners, but like a surface wipes and stuff. I mean, making this stuff when you have the ingredients, it's super simple. In my garage, I've got like stacks of like tubs of like coconut oil and lye and stuff. So
right.
It's fun shit. It really is. The soap I make now, actually own my own business, Good Clean Goods. You can find it at goodcleangoods.com.
Shameless plug.
I sell my soap for $5 a bar, plus shipping.
Plug it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Hey, man, you gotta make money off the podcast somehow. No, I paid for all this gear, so yeah. I gotta promote myself. I do this every podcast. I slip it in somewhere.
Well, you gotta get the shameless plug in there, man. It's gotta be shameless, and it's gotta be an obvious plug.
We've also got another sponsor. If you go to my website, goodcleantalks.com, like, geez, Good Clean Goods, my soap, Good Clean Talks podcast, goodcleantalks.com, go there. I've got a couple of ad banners on the page. One is for Amazon. I know you guys are gonna buy shit from Amazon anyway, so just fucking go to my page, like, click my ad and then buy your shit through there. Come on. Help me out. You know, you're listening to this. Also, another ad on the page is for a company called Onnit.com. They're really fucking good. Like I said earlier, that I take like a handful of supplements a day. One of the supplements I take is from them. It's called Alpha Brain. It helps promote the healthy growth of neurotransmitters in the brain. It's really cool shit. Like, it helps you like think, memory recall, all kinds of cool shit. It's just all around good for the brain. They've also got a bunch of other supplements. Yeah, I'm done plugging now. But go to the page, click on the ads, and then buy your shit from there. Yeah, that's how you make money.
Question is, now how do we segue back into... You know, other than soap, the thing that always got me was the candle dipping. And the making of the candles.
Yeah.
That seems like it has a very...
Yeah, because it's the same kind of... like you use the same oils and stuff.
To it, the actual making of it.
Yeah, I got like a couple bricks of beeswax too. I could do that, but I don't have much interest in it.
Especially when they do the multiple layers with the multiple colors.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And carve
like
the
and swirl.
Twist.
Yeah, and you have like a fucking like unicorn with like a fucking...
Why
like,
did it have to be a unicorn?
Rainbow colored horn and shit.
Why a
like,
unicorn though? Of all the things you could have thrown out, could it have been like something other than a unicorn?
I was going for like the most ridiculous.
Why?
The most ridiculous. I mean, come on.
It's fucking, that's fine. No, you're good.
Unicorn just, candle.
It's
like,
a personal hang-up that I'm having right
you
now.
You light the horn, and it's the wick, and like the horn burns down, and then before you know it, you have like a headless unicorn just kind
of
bleeding.
You have like a kind of a wireframe
bleeding,
skeletal system in there.
Bleeding multicolors, like dripping down.
We got dark
like,
again. Here we go. It's the last goddamn unicorn. I don't. I've had my fill of hearing about unicorns, I'll tell you that much right now.
Is that so?
Yeah. Just... Over the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
Speaking of enchiladas, I really want the little tacos.
You want little tacos?
Yeah, the ones I'm talking about. Soft,
like
corn tortilla.
Little tacos? Like,
yes, they're smaller.
Just like regular tacos, well, not like fucking burrito, like Chipotle sized like tacos,
not
or like
no, not like a, not like a, I mean like an authentic,
like Garibaldi's up here, like what they got going on.
I've still never been there.
What, dude? They got awesome drinks.
I hear it's really good. I can't go there. I think Italian.
You order one drink, and I ain't much into sugary drinks or anything. But you order one drink, even if it's not sugary, you hardly taste the alcohol for whatever reason. You get fucking plastered. That's with stuffing your face with Mexican food. So yeah,
I definitely want to go check that out because normally I go up there to the El Patros, and that's pretty good.
Where's that one at?
In between Walmart and Sheeler, right there, a little past the Chutes.
Oh, yeah. Never been in there. I've seen it, though. Passed by it a couple times.
I'll tell you, if you go right at, like, noon, go right at noon and get the lunch buffet, you'll be happy. It's good. They got good stuff in there. I know they got drink specials, too, but I haven't actually ordered anything off the menu before, so I don't know. I'm just real big on eating stuff in my face like a fat kid. Then I try to call people Facebook with my morbidly obese greasy fingers.
Dude, I hate that. Somebody was fucking calling me the other day, and I'm in the middle of washing my hands, right?
Oh, no.
And it's like, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to miss this call. So I look at the phone, I see who's calling, and I swipe, and then I swipe because my hands are wet. Yep. And I grab the paper towel and try to dry it, and I swipe, and it ended up missing the call. Like, son of a bitch.
By the time it's over, you've like ordered 4 things on Amazon. All I did was got a drop of water on my screen. Why?
There's a downside to these things. I mean, lack of buttons, it's gonna come back and bite you somehow. Yeah, man. I don't know. Fucking phones are ridiculous. I'll find myself looking at my phone when I don't need to, like as if it has the answers to life. Like, what am I doing with my life?
Literally, use my phone to probably stay in contact with probably about 5 people.
Yeah.
And if I'm looking at my phone, I'm literally responding to what one of those 5 people said. But other people, I see them, and they'll just sit there and just, like,
stare at
mindlessly
it.
Yeah. Scroll.
I do the same shit.
I can type to somebody and hold down the conversation that I'm in at the same time and, like, not, you know, zone in to one or the other and completely, like, forget that there's this other person that has asked me a question.
I started playing Tetris, like, almost religiously for whatever goddamn reason. I go through these phases, and these phases, like, usually stretch like 4 years apart, and they only last like a couple of months, but I'll just like nonstop play Tetris, and then I'll forget about it for a couple of years and then go back to it. And this has been like my whole life. You know, so recently I've been like chilling with some people, and like I just chill with them during the week. I don't really like get fucked up or anything. I just go over there and like we watch movies and like push bullshit and stuff, and I'll just sit there like playing Tetris the whole time. And I find, like, when I distract my mind with the game, like, the conversation goes to some completely fucking different weird places. Like, you're in a different, like, mental state. So it's like you're high or something, playing Tetris, like, sitting there fucking trying to mull shit before you know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know, robbing banks and shit, whatever. Completely fucking serious. And then you're like, whoa, hold up. How did this shit get here? What's going on?
Yeah, like, where did we get, how did we get to this place? This is not what we started talking about. I hate that when, like, I can't even speak on it, but let me tell you, over the past couple months, I have seen some of the wildest conversational, like, you know, when you say one thing and somebody takes something completely different out of what you said, and you're just left wondering, like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
Where did you, what went wrong in there when you heard what I said, and, like, how did it turn into that?
Mm-hmm.
And now is weaponized against me? I don't know.
Maybe it's like astrology or some shit. Like,
you know, I yeah, probably.
Because you notice like things like that happen in waves. Like, because you'll say something to somebody like, yeah, I've been noticing this thing fucking happening all the time, and they're like, holy shit, that's been happening to me too. Like, you know, like you ever go through those like periods of time where like it seems like everybody you talk to, you're like, dude, I've been having some crazy ass dreams lately, and they're like, oh, me too. Yeah, they've been, like, fucking crazy action, shoot 'em up dreams. Like, oh, mine too, holy shit! Like, everybody gets that at once. It's you know, I don't know what to think about astrology, but you can't help but think that there's something to it.
There is, there really is, and you know, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely, you know, is it that, you know, there's certain things that hold true across the board for all people, and you know, these things are written to play off of that, or is there literally something crazier and bigger, like some forgotten ancient secrets that's behind it? You know what I mean?
Aliens.
Aliens, yeah, probably. It's definitely Stonehenge.
Ew, God, that dripped down my face. Ugh,
I saw that.
Moonshine.
I saw that. It's gonna stick in the beard there. You don't wanna.
Yeah, well, at least it'll smell like alcohol and not like.
Oh, I see that.
Cheese or something.
I like cheese, man. I'm a big.
I would rather spill alcohol on my face than food.
Yeah, you don't want like beer cheese getting all matted in there, or
unless it was like blueberries, like fruit or something. I could deal with that smell, but you know. Oh, the only thing is it gets all, like, sticky and dry and shit.
Oh, there's Dolan out in the berry patch again, getting his fix. Yeah. Just pop your head up. You look like a fucking lemur with berries smeared all over your face.
Oh my God, those weren't blueberries. Why are your eyes so dilated? What's going on?
All right, here I go. Okay.
Moonshine. Yeah, like I said the last time I did a podcast, I was sitting out here with Damien, and I decided, like, every 15 minutes of the podcast, I was going to take a huge swig of moonshine. And he was all like, you can do that. I'm like, all right, cool, so we're going to do this. And he's like, you can do it. And then, so like 15 minutes passed, I do a swig of moonshine. And then 15 minutes turned to 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to do another swig of moonshine. And 10 minutes turned to 5 minutes. And then by the end of the podcast, I was like, you know.
Slurring your words.
Getting really racy. Like, I swear I'm not racist, but fucking black people, man. Uh-oh. Like, just, like, you know how when you get drunk and you just say ridiculous shit?
I
ended up not posting that podcast because I was like, I got really shitty towards. I'm not racist, but I was drunk rambling about like Jim Crow laws and like trying to spew some fucking drunken logic. Like, I know it's Jim Crow laws are racist, but if we implemented an intelligence test before elections, it could be beneficial to the country. And it, somehow, the way I worded it, I said I'm not racist too many times that I just didn't feel comfortable posting it.
You know, everybody says, like, oh, alcohol does some funny stuff to people, but no, people do some funny stuff to people and themselves. And the alcohol just kind of lubricates that.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol brings it out. You're not thinking about what the three people across from you are about to think about what you're about to say. You just know that you need to say it. And that normal thing that says, hey, you probably shouldn't say that.
Turns off.
So, you know, completely. In certain situations with the right group of people and the right mix of drinks, that can cut the bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, everybody gets what they need to say out. Everybody, you know, there's no.
But this podcast, I'm broadcasting to a whole, like, 30 people, so.
Oh, good. Let's get drunk, everybody.
Well, hopefully, like, 40 after this one. after the next one, like, 50. I'm shooting high. I'm going for it.
Me and you, Dolan, going to the top. Here we go.
Hell yeah. I didn't even promote the podcast until I had like 15 of them down. Technically I've only got 5 after that. Oh, this is, I think, episode 21. I'm pretty sure I'm at like 21. I don't know. I stopped counting after 15.
Get like really good debates about, not even debate, just like almost like a round table discussion type deal going on. Have like a list of topics and just throw a dart, like on a dartboard.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Like an icebreaker, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just a random mix of people and just have
the issue is
shared
like,
opinions.
The issue that I've found with that is coming up with the topics beforehand. Like human nature, you instantly start discussing them. And then you get into this deep conversation. You're like, fuck, we're not podcasting. Jesus Christ. We need to just turn the microphones on and go. Because when you start scripting shit, it gets all kinds of fucked up.
Well,
I've tried that.
I've
done it, but it doesn't work all the time.
Not even scripting shit. You just got to get the people together, maybe pour a couple drinks. You got the dartboard there. There's all these topics. You got, you know, maybe even a hat, like a grab bag. I don't know. I doubt you want to start tackling, like, an itemized list of current events and shit like that. That's
I mean, I guess if we had like four or five people together, have you ever heard of like the I want to say it's the Game of Things, but it might not be. It's like this game where it's like you have a topic and each person has to like write down a response to a question or something, and then the person like has to pick which person said or something like that.
Right, each person
just like write down a handful of things like as a response to something, and then you just like. You pick which one and make that the topic for the thing. I also tried to think about ways to implement like Cards Against Humanity into the podcast, but I don't think it would work too well.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it'd be funny for like a 10-minute bit, like in the middle or some shit. But
right,
and you got to deal cards and like with the way the microphones are set up, we're a good like 5-6 feet apart. Yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, I find it best to literally just sit down and. Like, once you, like, I'll hang out with the people that I'm going to podcast with until the conversation starts flowing. Because, you know, you have that, like, start hanging out with a person and there's, like, the, like, finding your footing in the conversation, so to speak. And you got to, like, you know, find out, like, I feel like the first couple minutes of being around a person, you set the floor for what the entire, like, you know, shit's going to be about. You gotta get that established first, and then you hit record on the podcast. Like, all right, we're flowing now, so it's time to get into this shit. Otherwise, there's a bunch of silence at the beginning,
dead air.
Yeah,
everybody loves that.
Yeah, I mean, I could tourniquet that digitally, but
you don't have a soundboard with a bunch of wacky noises. You know,
I got one set up with my tablet.
Oh shit, you do? Wow, I don't. Okay, well,
no, I don't have my tablet out here. I'm trying to find a way to seamlessly integrate that. With auxiliary, and I have to convert eighth-inch plugs to quarter-inch plugs, right, and all that shit, and get the levels just right and the volumes and stuff. With this mixer, I'm capable of pretty much anything that I need for podcasting. I've got two or three other mixers. I've upgraded all of my except for the microphones. I've upgraded all of my gear four times.
Right.
So this is the one that I ended up with. The early podcasts, I had the mixer I had only had two channels, yeah, so I could only plug two microphones in it. But what I would do is I had another one with two channels, and I would rig it up so one mixer would plug into the other, which would plug into the computer.
That's pretty swanky.
And, there'd be this weird high pitched thing, and I'd have to tweak the levels each time to get it right. Yeah. Finally, I got fed up. I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this shit right. Because I got to 10, and I'm like, I know for a fact I'm going to keep podcasting, so I'm done with this bullshit. I'm going to actually go ham in this. Then I bought all these scissor stands and shit and got a legit setup to where you just kick back and don't have to. Because you used to have to lean up to the table and hunch over to get close to the microphone stand and stuff. And come a long way. 21 podcasts and we've come a long way. Only difference, or the only thing that hasn't changed really, is the fact that we're still recording outside, but soon to change.
It's not actually the worst atmosphere though, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, we're in the suburbs. It's not like we're recording here. The fucking interstate cars.
Train tracks.
Yeah, you don't hear that, really.
Just crickets.
And every once in a while, a gunshot.
Latchkey neighborhood children.
Sometimes there's you can pick up the sound of airplanes flying over. We heard one earlier. I'm aware of the sounds of the neighborhood when I podcast. And
right.
I heard one go over earlier. I'm wondering if it's going to be on the track. Because it was right when we were talking about airplanes. I was like, that's going to be cool if it actually does show up.
No. I don't,
talking about stuff and things.
Things and stuff.
Mostly stuff.
Yeah, I prefer, I've been trying to talk about stuff for days now. I don't really want to talk about things anymore. I've had too much thing talking going on. I'm done talking about things.
Yep. Yeah, it's all about that stuff.
Yep. how ambiguous this is.
Yeah. I like stuffing things.
I
like putting things in stuff.
You know, my grandpa makes a pretty fire oyster stuffing. Actually,
really,
you wouldn't. You know, for a turkey. Yeah,
so that's the thing, huh?
Oyster stuffing.
Yeah,
that would be stuff. Literal stuffing. It would.
But you do it though, so it's a thing.
No, I don't do it. I eat it.
Oh, okay. So it's not a thing. I would have thought it would be a thing. It's not. It's just stuff.
It is stuff, yeah. I don't.
Well, then. Okay.
We've clearly derailed somewhere. I don't know what happened, but somebody wants to order us a pizza, that would be great.
Yeah, right.
Actually, to scratch that, all that tomato sauce doesn't really sound like a good idea.
Oh, yeah, the cheese will make me all constipated.
I don't mind the cheese. I don't know how you are about it. What do you like, pastas? You like the white sauce, the red sauce, more of like a...
Dude, I like it all. It's just, I gotta be conscious of how I'll feel afterwards.
Ah, yeah.
Because I'll eat a whole pizza by myself and be like, well, that was delicious, but now I can't move.
I just don't like the red sauce or anything with a lot of tomato base to it.
Oh, I love it. I get extra pizza sauce, extra marinara or whatever. And I dip my pizza in it. Delicious. Delicious. It's gotta be thin crust, though.
Thin crust and extra sauce?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a gloopy cracker.
No, don't get me wrong. It makes you feel like shit. But yeah, it's a gloopy cracker, and it's a delicious gloopy cracker.
Right.
Gloopy cracker. That sounds like a racial slur.
I like the deep dish with light sauce, right? Very light sauce on there.
Yeah, I don't like the doughy thing. Like, I'm eating pizza, not bread with stuff on it. You know, right. Technically, I guess that's what pizza is.
What about the Chicago style? You like that? Where it's like basically they just dump the toppings inside of a.
No, it's gotta be thin crust. I mean, I'll eat regular pizza, but I prefer.
You ever been to the Mellow Mushroom?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. They got the best pizza.
It's pretty good.
The best.
Pretty good.
Oh man, they got so many great options. They also have like a really good selection of beer.
They do, you're right.
Like, weirdest shit. Like, that's the first time I ever had an Arrogant Bastard. Yeah. Shit's really hoppy, but it's like, I don't know, some like fucking 10-12% alcohol.
Arrogant Bastard.
I ordered it just for the name. I don't even look to see if it was like an IPA or whatever. I'm just like, Arrogant Bastard.
I'll take one of those.
If I drink this, can I justify my actions afterwards? Like, oh, it's alright, I'm just an arrogant bastard because I drank one.
I don't even know what the drink that I've been drinking would be called if that was the case. I know it's something, though. You ever go through those periods of life where you realize you wake up one morning and you're not who you used to be?
Yeah.
But there's like it's almost like you know there was a slow progression, but it feels like it happened overnight.
So what would you call your drink? Broken Triforce?
Oh, you're a fuck. You're a shit, dude. No.
I had to at least once, man.
God, you're a shit. What would... You're a fuck.
I mean, all things aside, like all mental, like all the connotation and associations aside.
We're getting into it now. Here we go.
All mental association aside, you gotta think a drink called the Broken Triforce would be like something I'd try. Like shit.
Well, yeah.
Broken Triforce. What is this? And it just doesn't say anything on the bottle or explain it at all. Just like Broken Triforce. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, just go ahead and suck a few of those back. What's the worst that could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beer.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. So, you know.
Uh-oh. Well.
You know, four deep and you're like...
Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder how many people we actually know are listening.
I'd say probably like 10.
I'd like to think
I feel like most people that listen are people that either I've had on the podcast have, like, know.
I'd like to think that at least somebody, and I know that they already have, I'm sure, but at least as far as in the confines of this particular broadcast, somebody out there got an extra chuckle at the Broken Triforce.
Well, you know somebody's going to be like, oh, get a load of this.
I can hear the laughter at like 3 a.m. Like, riddled with like life decisions and things of this nature. So I can only hope that like somebody can laugh about it at the same time that I am.
You're gonna have to explain that for the people that don't understand it, because you gotta imagine there's probably 25 other listeners.
Right, okay, yeah, you hit me up now. I see what you did. Yeah, there's no explanation. It's just triad relationships. Don't try them. Don't try them. That's gonna be my advice.
I mean, I feel like there's an added, like a personal, like, it didn't work out because of the people involved and the circumstances, not just, like, three-way relationships don't work at all. Because, I mean, look at cult leaders. They fuck everybody in the cult that's a female, right? I mean...
Well, I mean, that's a kind of a...
Pass that jar over this way.
That's like a sweeping generalization, though. I mean, you don't know what particular cult might be about what.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them castrate all the members. Who knows? You know what I mean? It just...
Well, you know, monogamy in our culture
is... Coffee table made out of that.
You know what's funny is, like, you you recently, like you posted something about that, and I looked, and, like, you shared a memory, and that was from, like, fucking 5 years ago or some shit.
No! I remember, I said something about most of these bitches think monogamy is something that their coffee table is made out of.
Yeah, it's funny, because you shared that, and it was from, like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I remember actually reading that when you posted. That's funny, the weird things that you remember like that.
Yeah, and then they get shoved in your face later on via time hop on Facebook, and you're like, man, I...
Weirdest thing that's come out this year, because I see shit like, oh my god, I was a jackass back in 2010, holy fuck. Man, I said some really fucking fucked up things. But, no, I mean, monogamy is a really, relatively new thing to humanity.
Yeah, over the timeline of, you know, Like the wall chart of world history,
the course of things.
Right.
But romantic love as well was seen back in the day as, let me make sure I get this quote right, because when I'm drinking, I tend to fuck it up, so give me a second to think about it. Romantic love was seen as a weakness at best and a sickness at worst.
It's a mental disorder.
Yeah. Romantic love. And nowadays, it's like, if you don't find romantic love, there's something fucking wrong with you in society's eyes. Like, Jesus. Like, what a contrast. Because that was only, like, 300 years ago.
Well, and it's not even necessarily that there's something wrong with you in society's eyes. It's just that in society, there's so much of that intertwined, functional, even if only on the outside, romantic love. You know, you see the couple holding hands on their way into the bookstore or, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of it is just self-induced.
Well, we're trained.
Why don't I have somebody?
We're trained to desire that because our parents have been, and it all boils down to.
You mean the monogamy or just the relationship?
The relationship, the one-on-one monogamous relationship, like having somebody that is just yours, and not just like having a bunch of people that you just chill with that don't even necessarily even know each other. Just like
We're all hanging together because we like to smoke weed. Woo!
Yeah, something like that.
Shallow connections.
We see all these movies and read these books and the television shows and all that. They all are basically like, get the girl, get the guy. Like, the girl, the guy. Like,
running up the escalator.
Yeah.
Don't get on the plane.
I love you, stop, wait.
Ah, shit.
Don't follow your hopes and dreams, stay with me.
Pass. I'm just gonna pass. Probably, there's nobody else here.
Probably best.
Yeah, the airport scene is a long since romanticized and
ridiculous,
played up by movies.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, it's almost a metaphor for that point.
You know, it's like every sitcom has that too.
Right. It's a visual kind of reference and metaphor for that turning point in a relationship where
either there's no turning back or it's all in.
Right. Right. It's okay. You're either going to get on that plane and go do your life, or you're going to stay here and kiss me on this escalator while we figure out our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then that's why they put that scene in there, is because that's what every relationship is based on. Is am I going to do solely me over here? Or are we going to try to both do us and each other while also doing ourselves?
While also throwing another person into the mix.
You don't. That's where you don't want to do. You don't want to listen. If you've got...
Hey, I asked you what was off limits when we started.
Yeah, I did say nothing. You're right. If you're going to do something like that, don't.
Duly noted. Just make sure the one doesn't know about the other, I suppose, and don't make it too serious. Because, for the love of God, if you commit to somebody, goddamn, commit to them. But
do it while you're dating. If you're gonna have any kind of multi-partner relationship,
you're not serious or anything.
Because once there's that marriage, there that might.
Now, do you think that there's a difference between being with two other people at the same time versus being, say, like a swinger? Because you come in contact with, like, another couple, and then you do your shit, and then you don't see them or talk to them again.
Right. Well, I think swingers, to me, it's sort of a lifestyle that is more sort of centralized on sexual freedom.
Yeah.
Not...
Free love.
You know, yeah, but basically just, hey... We've apparently done some weird shit, and now we've pushed the envelope, and, you know, maybe it's time to just go let our freak flags fly a little bit. I, and myself, and people that parts of aforementioned Triforce, were not swingers, and were not...
You're exclusive to the three.
Yes, and it was an exclusive scenario, very unique, and like a one-shot deal. There wasn't... Well, we found a new girlfriend, you know what I mean? It was, okay, well, why do I feel this way? Why do you feel this way? Why does she feel that way? What do we do about this? I guess we're just a thing now, okay. Let me go ahead and try to cope.
You, like, literally didn't do anything about it except for move closer.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, what do we do about this? Like,
right.
Break up, split up, who goes with who? Like, you just all, like, just didn't do anything. You stayed together and just...
Right, there was.
You rode it out until you got kicked off the surfboard.
Yeah, there was this new person that had been there in a certain capacity forever.
So
you'd been with multiple years.
You'd been with the one who was your wife.
Yeah.
For how long?
Oh man. All in all, like course of the relationship, as far as like meeting that person, becoming friends, then relationship stuff happens. About 7 years.
That's a long time.
I believe, right.
Holy shit. And then this new girl comes along.
Let's see. Wait. Holy shit, man.
I remember y'all coming over here back in 2009.
About 10 years. Yeah. Because I was 22 when I met her for, you know, anything longer than, hey, there she was at the grocery store while I was talking to her brother. You know, that kind of thing. Her older brother. So that was... And then... The other person involved, I had known for 7 years.
So you met at a grocery store?
No.
What a small town thing.
Right, no, it gets even smaller than that. Her older brother was like the first dude that I'd met in Apopka, and I burned with him. And then his mother wound up being my bus driver when I went to a bad kid's school.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. She was dating my ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
So there was some type of weird cross drama,
bro.
Thing?
Listen, I can't. Yeah, yeah. It's like a Twilight Zone, very peculiar Bermuda Triangle of like cross dimensional romantic involvement.
It's funny, like you just kind of like traded and then you traded back.
Like. No, I'm just the butt. Like it's like being the butt of a running gag that you never intended to be a part of. Like is really what it feels like. Like okay, I understand. Yes, it's funny. That's. Okay, it's really not, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's so not funny. But yeah. I guess from a third-party perspective, like, okay, yeah, I dated this girl and then dated her ex's ex and then his homeboy's ex while married to his homeboy's ex. And I don't know why I haven't, you know, found the cyanide capsule and just eaten it yet, but I'm managing.
What you just referenced, was that to the person in the Triforce, the new addition to your relationship?
Maybe. I'm not sure what I would have just referenced. Yes.
Oh shit. Correct. Well, goddamn.
Right. It's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you understand my.
Yeah. How are you and this dude? Like, what's going on?
The wife's ex or the.
The girlfriend's ex.
Girlfriend's ex.
Yeah.
Well, that was like my bro, man. You know what I mean? That was my bro. I didn't mean for any of this. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously he doesn't want to chill with me anymore, but how do we get talking about this? I didn't want to. Here we are.
Shine, man.
Yeah, no,
it's
man.
That shine.
I've known him since I was 14. And he's a good friend of mine. I always bent over backwards, tried to help him. Tried to tell him, you know, some of the things he was doing was taking him down a path that he didn't want to go down.
I had a friend like that, and I'm taking off fucking douchebag.
And he didn't listen. And I never understood that I was going to play a part in him having some type of harsh learning whatever
reality
life.
Check.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do this.
Yeah. It is what it is. So, all in all, the three, the Triforce, how did that end, just for the listeners?
What's that?
How did that end? As detailed or ambiguous as you'd like to go, just to wrap it up for the listeners, because we're approaching the hour, so...
Well, how it ended was that the husband and the girlfriend were way more ready and willing to commit to a three-person relationship...
Than the wife was,
and the wife did not believe that the husband and girlfriend were literally standing there like, no, look, you asked for this, you've got it, we're all in... We love you. When you're done freaking out, we'll be over here, like, I don't know, coloring or something.
Is that a euphemism?
No, like...
Coloring. Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
No. I meant, you know, existing within the confines of the relationship that we were told we were allowed to have.
Okay. So, basically. Staying within the lines?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know... So that's basically it. It's hard enough to keep a relationship going with two people. When you try to keep a relationship going with two people and yourself, you can be on the ball and on your shit as much as you can be.
But you can't stop the other person
from
going off the rails.
Right. Correct. Even if you're able to fully handle everything that's involved in that, if the other person isn't, you're going to have a bad time. Is basically what it boils down to.
Well, I mean, things seem okay now. I mean, you might be a little stressed and shit.
Well, that's just because it's me sitting on your back porch and I don't have anybody yelling at me and throwing bottles at my head and shit, so.
Well then, I guess you'll have to come on again and give us an update here.
Tune in next time.
Yeah, right.
Triforce Adventures.
Yeah, well, on that note, this has been Good Clean Talks, and buy my soap, Good Clean Goods. Don't just buy my soap. Look into Castile soap, look into Lye soap, handmade natural stuff, and do your comparisons. Like, do your research, handmade natural goods versus over-the-counter, mass-produced bullshit chemicals added to it. Ridiculous. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Do your research. Buy my soap. But even if you don't want to buy my soap, use natural soap. Use natural stuff. Come on. Stop using the toothpaste that has fluoride in it. It's bullshit. But if you do choose to buy my soap, Good Clean Talks, .com has a link, and my website is goodcleangoods.com for the soap. Also, when you go to Good Clean Talks, click on the ads, banners, all that shit, help me out. I do this because I love doing it, but I've also put a lot of money into it, so hey, man, I mean, help me out. You don't have to, but thank you for listening anyway. This has been Dolan and Jayosh.
Hey.
Yeah, so definitely tune in next time for an update in this really
sordid affair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks for listening. You guys have a wonderful night. We appreciate all you listeners. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Namaste.